WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Classes are canceled today at Sam Houston Elementary School. According to a Bryan ISD news release, a main water supply line broke yesterday and shifting soil conditions are complicating the repair, leaving the campus without running water. Staff will report to campus as usual. A Bryan man who operates a massage business out of his home has been arrested on a charge of having a camera in his massage room. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 62-year-old Johnny Ward admitted to having a camera from a baby monitor that was inside a Kleenex box. BPD found out about the box from a woman who had been a customer for years. Ward is out of jail after posting a $30,000 bond. A Bryan man is in jail after his arrest, accusing him of sexually abusing a girl more than 5 years. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 37-year-old Austin Price denies the repeated contact and making threats that he would kill the victim and her mother if the girl ever reported what happened. Price, who was arrested last Thursday, remains in jail in lieu of a $12,000 bond. Bryan Police responding to a narcotics complaint at the University Inn Motel last week resulted in two guests being arrested on drug charges. 55-year-old Daryl Young was also arrested on a warrant for a residential burglary. According to the arrest report, Young had more than $1,400 cash and a variety of denominations that the officer wrote was consistent with someone selling drugs. Officers found in the room about $1,600 of marijuana and narcotics. Young remains in jail along with 48-year-old Tanya Clemen Williams. How did a fully loaded Bryan school bus get stuck on a Bryan City street after school on Tuesday? Mayor Andrew Nelson provided the answer yesterday morning on the Infomaniacs.
Just due to a sewer leak near a manhole, and that created a void underneath the road. So we got that taken care of, and that's working great.
Nelson thanked the city employees who completed repairs where the street was reopened Tuesday night. Bryan ISD officials reported no one was hurt after the driver's side rear wheels went into the hole. Parents were notified, and students from Fannin Elementary were moved to another bus to complete their trip home, and the bus was scheduled for an inspection yesterday for any damage. While Texas A&M administrators attempt to limit the growth of incoming freshman classes, just the opposite is happening. President Michael Young told the Faculty Senate at its last meeting that there's been a goal of 10,000 incoming freshmen. For last fall, offers were made to 10,500. For next fall, offers will be made to 11,200.
Try and do what we can to ensure that this does not affect graduation rates, availability of classes, availability of majors to the extent we can possibly control for those.
Young says with 45,000 applications, those who are not admitted to the flagship could enroll at system schools setting up at the new Rellis campus.
The idea was if some of the other schools were to start a modest number of degree programs there, on the Rellis campus, they could still hang out with our A&M students, and it would be more desirable to come and get a degree from Texas A&M Corpus Christi here in certain fields than it would be to go to Corpus Christi.
Young says A&M's only academic involvement at Rellis will involve students who are part of Blinn's team program. Two more numbers from Tuesday's primary election. Texas Republican turnout set a record for a non-presidential year at more than 1.5 million. And there were more than 1 million Texas Democrats who voted, the most for a midterm primary since 1994. The election of a new chairman of the Brazos County Republican Party does not mean a move away from any political philosophy. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan said on our show that the philosophy of the local party lies with the voters.
The job of the county chair is to honor what the wishes of the voters are and to try to get as many voters as they can and to try to make sure those voters go out and vote for Republican candidates. And that's what David Hilburn will do.
Flores says of the 12 counties in his district, GOP infighting has taken place only in Brazos and McLennan counties.
That happened in McLennan County because there got to be a lot of infighting in the McLennan County party during the 2014 and 2016 cycles. And then ever since I've been in office, there was fighting in the Brazos County party. McLennan County fixed theirs, and last night Brazos County fixed theirs. Republicans in these counties and all our counties want to be unified. And so they made a choice to reunify rather than have these fights.
Flores endorsed Brazos County's new GOP chairman. Count Congressman Kevin Brady, whose district includes Grimes and Madison counties, among 107 House Republicans who asked the president to modify his plan for broad tariffs on steel and aluminum imports in order to avoid unintended consequences to the U.S. economy. The lawmakers say in a letter to the president that tariffs are taxes that make U.S. businesses less competitive and consumers poorer. They say they're eager to work with Trump on a more targeted approach and support his resolve to deal with China's unfair practices. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It is 47 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
ASAP Equipment is the Brazos Valley's best independent repair shop for construction and ag equipment. ASAP will come to your job site with our fully equipped service truck to perform everything from preventative maintenance to major repairs. Discounts are also available on rental equipment while your machines are getting serviced. Call John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment at 690-1106 or stop by our shop at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station and visit us online at asapequip.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High cloudiness moving into the area already this morning in response to warmer temperatures, which are headed towards the region. Partial sun through the high clouds today, 65 to 70. Overnight, we're partly cloudy, we're 55 to 60. Clouding up tomorrow, breezy, maybe a shower tomorrow afternoon, high somewhere between 65 and 70. Chance of a shower tomorrow night, breezy, 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy, breezy Saturday. Highs on Saturday around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, all right. So the first income tax was introduced on this date in 1913.
Wouldn't know nothing about that.
Why would they think that was a good idea?
No.
Yeah.
1993, we thought we had hit rock bottom with quality of television. First, you know, we thought it was Beverly Hillbillies and Green Acres and E-Haw.
Nothing wrong with those things.
I understand when they came out. But then we hit a new low in 1993 when Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, yeah.
Beavis and Butthead. Very nice. Debuted.
I don't think
on
I was allowed
MTV.
To watch it.
Well, and again, it was, yeah. And we thought that was as low as it could get. But clearly, that's not the case. We were not even close to what we could have for bad television.
No.
Especially if you can look at it right now. Hello.
Good morning. I have a question about one of the stories on Chelsea's News Cast.
Go ahead.
Police officer arrested the man, and he had various denominations consistent with drug selling. I'd pick up almost $1,000 of cash every day. What are the various denominations consistent with drug dealing?
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure either. I think in, again, this was a script that Bill wrote and I read. And I'm sure that in the arrest report, the police officers are really good about, you know, writing every observation down. So it's on record. And that, you know, according to the story, that's he wrote what was consistent with someone selling drugs. So I'm not sure. Maybe if we have someone in law enforcement who wants to text or call in.
Well, that would be interesting because, again, all of this, you know, when you start getting into probable cause and things such mm-hmm. as that. And again, I'm sure that this information, if they have to go and indict, will be read to the grand jury. But the caller makes a really good point.
Oh, sure.
I'm not sure.
Sure.
Nowadays, people carry around large denomination bills that they didn't used to before. Mm-hmm. And certainly that's a situation, but you know, we'll find out.
But yeah, you can text us if you have, you know, any suggestions or comments or questions. And you can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620, powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you.
So, again,
plug, wink, and point.
Beavis and Butthead, 1993. Okay. We didn't have to wait long. Do you remember Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire?
Is that the one where they were undercover?
Darva Conger finally filed for the official annulment from her TV groom, Rick Rockwell.
Oh, no.
On the grounds that he had misrepresented himself. Darva picked up a 3-carat diamond and 100 thou on the first Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire contest in the year 2000. So that's what happened. We had that going on, the runaway bride. Of course, Darva, as any woman does when your career craters, went ahead and posed in Playboy. So you got that going on.
There you go. By the way, Monica Lewinsky tweeted out that she wants to wish everybody a happy National Women's Day.
Well, there you are then. Hello.
Hey, I think anyone who's carrying cash around today already has something wrong with them, doesn't it?
There's a point. There's a point.
What do you mean that has something wrong with it?
Because nobody uses cash anymore.
That's not correct. That is not correct.
But most people, look, with cards, it's so easy nowadays.
I understand. You're exactly right.
And I realize that, I mean, in all seriousness, yes, there are reasons to be carrying around cash, but at the same time.
But for instance, what that caller, the first caller said was he picks up that amount of money, which means he probably deals in a business.
Right.
So he's got to have money.
Right. Has to collect money from a business.
Believe it or not, business owners will tell you they have to have cash. They do.
And, or I'm a collector.
Yeah. And look, I don't have an ATM card. I do not have an ATM
really?
Card. Really? Nope, I do not. Do not have
one. What do you, like a debit card?
I don't have a debit card. Any of that.
Yes,
yeah,
I don't hear people call it an ATM card.
So there you go. That shows you. That's just not part of my world. I don't know. There's
but
just,
do you have a credit card?
I do, okay. But that just,
Scott likes to deal with paper.
Scott walks around with fat stacks.
Fat stacks.
Let me see.
When he sits down, he's shifted on one side. That's all right.
Hey, that's an issue.
It is.
All right. I have a $5 bill. I have a $5 bill.
Oh, we're going through the cash.
Yeah, I have a $1 bill, and I have a $20 bill.
I've got some cash on me.
So there. See, I'm packing like $31. So there you go.
Any change?
Just enough for the Coke machine.
Okay. I've got a receipt. I've got a $5 bill and 4 ones.
Yeah. Should I?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Should ask Jimbo.
She's got to go into her purse.
Should ask Jimbo what he was carrying.
Jimbo doesn't have to carry around cash. He's got that kind of money.
Yeah. Don't have to. Call her.
I don't think we should be telling people how much money we have.
Even the Coke machines take credit cards.
I hear you. Yeah, I know. Not ours. Ours doesn't.
Downstairs does.
I actually have cash on me right now.
Hello.
So I'm caller one again, and there was I think it's generational, Scott. I'm your age, and I do a lot of cash, but I pick up cash. I sell snacks to convenience stores all day, and
your
a lot
snacks.
Of them pay cash.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I pick up cash. I don't have an ATM. I don't have an ATM card either, Scott.
Or a debit card.
I don't need one.
Yeah. Now,
I pick up cash. I don't need one. I always have cash.
So what's your favorite snack?
I love snacks.
Well, the things I sell are my favorite snacks, and I'll be happy to bring some over to the station and let y'all sample the wares.
All right.
But I need a promo. I need y'all to lie and say, oh, these vinegar and salt pork skins are so tasty.
I love pork skins.
Ooh, that sounds
good.
Delicious, actually.
Are
bring
good.
Up a pork skin.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Sweet heat pork skins.
Ooh,
and
yes.
Hot sauce pork skin. Ooh. Yeah.
Very good. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You're preaching to the choir, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. We love snacks. Freezies beats paper.
I love pork skins, what I love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, apparently...
Someone texted in, Scott's a drug dealer.
Exactly. That's why I'm packing $32. Yeah.
Oh.
Didn't say you were a good drug dealer.
Caller.
Okay, since we're talking about stories that Chelsea read, all right?
Sure, let's hear it.
I'm really concerned because Sam Houston, right? That's the school?
Yep.
Okay, Sam Houston today doesn't have running water, but they want staff to go ahead and report as regular.
Yes, sir.
Do they have like a gas station across the street? Or
no.
What's the deal?
Well, Sam
there?
Houston's over in the Copperfield neighborhood, so maybe they'll just run over to Miramont and use their restrooms.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking that.
Really,
yeah.
I've been concerned about the staff.
Because they'll watch over
water
there.
All,
yeah. I know.
All day long, man. That
I would just want them to have like a Johnny Spot potty taken over there or something for them. So that'd be, because, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
I was about to say, he knows people at Miramont. He was honored there one time, so he can probably get him in if he wants.
Because I know that they want random people knocking on their door.
Can use the restroom? It's an emergency.
Just go to the neighborhood.
Yeah, just go knock on someone's door.
Hey, so while we're... Okay, wow, here we go. Caller.
Yes, I have a question. Do you know what businesses are going to go in at that new HEB? That they're putting in off of Harvey Mitchell.
Ah, the Jones Crossing.
Thank you. I'm not going to go into that. I'm just not. I'm sure that there's...
all we can do is speculate at this point,
well,
right?
Yeah, and that's... Then you get into that whole, why won't such and such come in? Why? Because they can't make money here.
Yeah.
Okay. Correct. Sorry, do you want to keep going on that?
Sorry. Oh, it's fine. Go. Yeah,
well,
sure.
I got a text message from a Brian ISD spokesman to answer the water question.
Thank you.
And he says they're bringing in bottled water for the staff and potties. That was his
potties.
Word.
Hey.
Potties will be manually flushed. So apparently they can flush the toilet manually.
Well, so do I. I do that every day.
What does that mean?
I guess that means that they're no touch.
Oh, I guess that's
I guess so.
But I figured with
but they're
the
still
water
not going to have running water.
Well, you said they'll be manually flushed. I thought you were going to have to call somebody in.
Yeah,
hey, you flush this for me?
but I'm sure, like, the cafeteria probably can't be
right.
Functioning.
Oh, sure.
There's a lot of other ways, but the potties will still be
all
working.
Right.
So I'm just saying,
working.
You don't want to get stuck with a crappy situation.
Hey.
Hey, back to caller number one.
Okay.
Mr. Young is accused of having in his wallet seven $100 bills, 29 $20 bills, six $10 bills, 14 $5 bills, and one $1 bill.
Wow. All right. So he was packing some serious cash.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten around to another contestant. Okay. See if I can find him quickly.
Okay.
But Thanks, Bill. Busy counting my own cash.
Yeah.
Yes. You'll hear something somewhere about another individual later who had almost there.
Okay.
See.
There we go. Yeah.
I love real-time news.
Yes.
I do. Live news. It's live news.
Yeah, well. When
that
you
note's okay.
No, no, no. It's a good thing.
All right. Go through. Yeah, go.
I have another individual who had on his person in his right pocket $1,190 in cash.
All right.
That's a lot for his right pocket.
He had 54 $20 bills.
Okay.
Six $10 bills.
Uh-huh.
And 10 $5 bills.
There you are. All right. So money that you would expect from her. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Speaking of fat
Bill
stacks.
Never sleeps. Yeah. Bill never sleeps.
Caller.
I think that I think flushing manually means they're using the bottled waters.
Yeah. They got them lined up there. You got to pour them in. Okay.
Well, we've been all over the place this segment, haven't we?
The very idea.
Yeah.
823.
Yeah. Someone's texting in, manually flushed means pouring a bucket of water in the bowl.
That's it. No, that probably is right.
Oh, man. So much engagement this morning.
So we got, you never know what it's going to be.
You never know.
All right. So anyhow, so we talked about the snacks and how I guess we're going to score some snacks.
I hope so.
Oh, man, I hope so.
Which will be cool.
Yeah.
The other thing is, have you ever heard of Cheetos Sweetos?
Cheetos Sweetos?
No.
Cheetos Sweetos.
I have not.
It says here, this is from Maxim, we ate an entire bag of Cheetos Sweetos so you wouldn't have to. Cheetos Sweetos, probably the worst thing to come out of the junk food world that I can think of. Later this month, they're going to arrive on the shelves in Easter-themed bags. The pieces look like Easter eggs, sort of. On the front of the bag is our hero, Chester Cheetah,
mm-hmm.
in his infinite, addict-like tendencies. looks like he just done partying with Miley Cyrus and the Flaming Lips.
Speaking of possible drug dealers.
Yeah, suspended by literally nothing, he's hovering Mission Impossible style over a grassy field, clad only in a pair of pump sneaks. So there you go.
Okay.
The first handful, not bad, sort of light and fluffy. I could probably eat the entire bag without getting sick. Oh, man, the sugar's really starting to hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
Second handful. It's like somebody took Rice Krispies, battered them in corn flour, dusted them with cinnamon sugar from Dunkin' Donuts. The cinnamon is well balanced against the sugar. Several handfuls later, this is exactly the kind of Cine snacks that Taco Bell used to serve in kids' meals.
Oh, yeah, that's what they
I
are.
I like those.
I know. So, yeah, I'm looking at a picture of the bag, and they're shaped kind of like Easter eggs, like you said. They're cinnamon sugar puffs, and then they do have, it looks like they have another flavor, a caramel puff.
Yeah,
but I've never seen Cheetos Sweetos in the stores.
Well, it's coming up. That's what I'm saying. It'll be out for Easter. Hello?
How many eggs do it take to manually flush a toilet?
How many?
Two.
Well, go ahead.
One to dump the water and one to push the lever.
Thank you.
He found that so funny.
He's laughing.
Oh,
he's
dad
laughing
jokes.
At his own joke.
Dad jokes.
All right, if you're driving today.
It's called an acceleration lane, people. When you get into the interstate, you've got to accelerate to be at the same speed that people are traveling on the interstate. I'm not telling you to jack up your speed and go way above the speed limit. Don't do that. But I need you to be going the speed limits as you merge into traffic, because it totally jacks everybody up that's in the lanes traveling down the road. Accelerate on that ramp to get on the interstate system, not over the speed limits, but what everybody else should be traveling on that road. Be safe.
All right, there
be
you go.
Be safe.
All right, so just a reminder. Caller.
Yes, I called about the businesses in the new HEB shopping center.
All right, go ahead.
Do you know the businesses that are coming?
Okay. Obviously a caller from another radio station who happened upon our show. We're not going to talk about it, okay? Unless the papers are signed and you bring them to show us, I don't want to hear about how Barfsnark Bedology is going to be there or whatever it is. Don't even start, okay? Just don't even start.
Don't
yeah.
even. Don't
you
even.
You listen to our Wolfpack leader, Scott.
This kind of hit me a nerve. Hello.
It has.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, what's
this
up?
This is just an FYI. I've been enjoying them, you know, your two co-hosts at the softball games. Online.
Yeah.
But I want to let them know, I warn them, that sometimes when they're in commercials, we can still hear them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
FYI.
It. Thanks.
No,
thank you.
I know about that.
Yep. Yeah, well, we had that happen here when the radio station went off the air one time, that we had to be reminded. That we had to be reminded that we're still feeding the internet.
Yeah.
Hey there, what's up?
All right, Scott, I had a question for you. I was wondering if you knew what businesses were going into that shopping center.
Exactly. Thank you.
This is Today in Texas History.
On this day in 1798, the Paul Revere of the Texas Revolution was born. Matthew Caldwell was born in Kentucky. The captain of the famous Gonzales Seguin Rangers, Caldwell commanded a company in the defense of Goliad and was a signer of the Texas Declaration of Independence. Caldwell earned the Paul Revere moniker when he rode from Gonzales to Bastrop to call men to arms before the Battle of Gonzales in October 1835. He was once captured during the Santa Fe Expedition and imprisoned in Mexico. His heroism, on and off the battlefield, led to Caldwell County being named in his honor. I bet you didn't know that.
That was Today in Texas History.
A28, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, let me see. I got a little Dow Jones stuff here I think I'm supposed to do. If we could find it in time. Okay. Here we go, little Dow Jones.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. After criticizing video games in the wake of the Parkland school shooting, President Trump will meet with industry executives today to discuss what he believes is a link between the games and violent acts. The White House says the meeting will be the first of several and will include members of Congress. Also attending will be executives from Take-Two Interactive and ZeniMax Media. Consumers increased their borrowing at a slower pace in January as the category that covers credit cards recorded the smallest increase in 3 years. The Fed says the gain of $13.9 billion followed increases in December and November. Apple says it's found a higher number of serious violations of its labor and environmental policies for suppliers, such as falsifying work hours data, as it expands the scope of its annual audit of conditions of workers making its iPhones and other products. But it says the overall trend among 756 suppliers in 30 countries was toward higher compliance with Apple's code of conduct. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In the history of business, there's never been anything like Amazon. The closest is probably Sears. Back then, Sears called itself the world's largest store. But it's Amazon that's uniquely poised to become the world's largest business. Kim Commando with your Thursday Consumer Tech Update. Until today, if you asked me where Amazon would go next, I would have said the pharmacy business, taking on Walgreens and CVS. But Wall Street sees something even bigger. Consider if Amazon partners with a bank. Don't laugh. The Wall Street Journal reports that Amazon is already in discussions with JPMorgan Chase. And why not? With its sales, Amazon is giving up $250 million a year in credit card processing fees alone. Plus, people love Amazon. The trust factor is there. The numbers show that Amazon could grow to become one of the top three U.S. banks with 70 million customers within just 3 years. So what's next for Amazon? Basically, anything it wants. I'm Kim Commando.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheet. Whatever your New Year's resolution, you'll go to bed 365 times this year. You deserve to have your best night's sleep every night. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollandBranch.com, we're making luxury bedding affordable. Our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have so many five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. If you haven't slept on pure organic cotton sheets before, you won't believe how soft they are. We guarantee you'll love Boll & Branch sheets. To prove it, we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code TALK. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code TALK. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code TALK.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Due to a broken water main supply line at Sam Houston Elementary School, classes have been canceled today. According to a Bryan ISD news release, attempts to repair the line overnight were unsuccessful, leaving the campus without running water. Staff will report to campus as usual. Demand still outweighs the supply at Texas A&M. President Michael Young told the Faculty Senate at its last meeting that about one-fourth of 45,000 applicants will be offered admission next year.
Last year, we did reasonably well. We targeted a class of 10,000 entering freshmen. We had 10,500. This year, we reduced the number of offers, again, modeled in anticipation of a modest increase in the yield rate and so forth. We were... What's that movie, Dumb and Dumber? We were way off, 11,200. I don't think I've ever seen a jump in yield quite like that.
Young says applicants who are not admitted to A&M could still move here and enroll at one of the system schools that are part of the Rellis campus.
We're quite conscious of the possibility of, if the kids come thinking this is a backdoor to A&M, setting it clear quite early. This really isn't a backdoor to A&M.
The president said the deadline was extended for applicants from the counties affected by Hurricane Harvey. That's home to more than one-third of A&M students. The election of a new chairman of the Brazos County Republican Party was in part due to the endorsement of Congressman Bill Flores.
The job of the county party is not to get involved into races and try to pick winners and losers. That's the voters' job. We've had issues in the past where the former chair would not do that. He would try to pick winners and losers. He'd always try to actively recruit people to run against the folks that the voters of Brazos County picked.
Flores was asked during our show if a new chairman signaled a move away from the philosophy of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Well, see, that's not the issue. The ideology of the county of Republicans is set by the voters, by the Republicans in Brazos County. It's not set by the chair. It's not set by the county party.
Flores says in his 12-county district, fighting inside the Brazos and McLennan County Republican parties were resolved by electing new chairmen. Brian Mayor Andrew Nelson gave a shout-out to city employees who worked after hours to repair a sinkhole on a city street that was created Tuesday by a fully loaded Bryan ISD school bus.
We had that bus that sunk several inches, and we were able to get that street back and reopened same day around 9 or 9:30.
On the Infomaniacs, Nelson said a sewer line leak near a manhole cover caused the void under the street, sinking the driver's side rear wheels of the bus. Bryan ISD officials report the bus was scheduled for an inspection yesterday for any damage. Students from Fannin Elementary were moved to another bus to complete their ride home from school. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 49 degrees. Call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their pre-show floor model clearance sale going on right now. You'll find up to 25% off on select items throughout the store. Items marked to move before Kent goes to the show. And you can receive 10% off on special orders placed prior to the show. Amish Furniture is clearing the floor to make room for all the new furniture coming. So head over and save Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Hey. Good morning. It's 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
High cloudiness moving into the area already this morning. A response to warmer temperatures, which are headed towards the region. Partial sun through the high clouds today, 65 to 70. Overnight, we're partly cloudy. We're 55 to 60. Clouding up tomorrow, breezy. Maybe a shower tomorrow afternoon. High somewhere between 65 and 70. Chance of a shower tomorrow night, breezy, 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy, breezy Saturday. Highs on Saturday around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:38 Thursday. Time to talk to Leah from Aggieland Humane. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. It's a spring break week coming up.
It that is.
Means different things to different people.
It does.
Including y'all.
Yes. First of all, we're there.
Yeah.
You know, for those of you that are students, congratulations to you. You get a week off.
Yeah.
The rest of the free world doesn't. So we are, you know, we're anticipating some pets to come in next week that are obviously owned, but no one's looking for them.
Yeah.
You may be planning a trip out of town. Make sure your pet, how are you preparing for your pet? You may have been like, oh yeah, I got a you know, my friend, my neighbor, whoever's going to come over and watch the dog, cat, whatever it is. You know, we know our own pets. Now we've removed ourselves. We're putting someone else in there. The routine is not as exact as it's used to. They're, you know, your neighbor, your friend isn't used to the shuffle that we can do in and out of the door so your dog doesn't squeak out the door, or cat for that matter. Make sure your pet has current ID on them. Make sure their collar is on, their tags are on, all that information is current. Their microchip is current. That's current information. If, you know, if you want to add someone temporarily on your microchip information here at the shelter locally, we can do that for you. Obviously, that's not going to change it in the national database, but that'll give us another option to call, especially if you're going out of the country, making sure there's some additional contacts on your pet's microchip information. Let your pet sitter know what you want them to do in the event that your pet gets hurt or gets out.
Yeah.
If your pet escapes, does your pet sitter have a photo of your pet? You know, maybe it's your neighbor's kids that are taking care of it. You know, they're going to be very upset. They're not going to know what to do. So prepare them for success in making sure that your pet sitter can help you find your pet and get it back to you in a timely fashion. Do you want them to, you know, put posters up, or, you know, maybe you have some pre-made already and they just have to photocopy them. Let them, like I said, make sure you send them some photos. Here's photos of the pet in case it gets out. Post on Brazos Lost and Found Pets. You know, here's the information you'll need to make an accurate description that it's this type of pet, because maybe they have no idea. I don't know. It's a dog. It's brown.
Right.
And they don't have any other clue. And okay, well, is it a big dog, a little dog? You know, that's all, you know, opinions to people, because some people might think a beagle's a really big dog.
Yep.
And I don't think a beagle's big at all. So, you know, giving them some information, approximately the size, the age, you know, again, the type of dog it is as well, or cat, I should say, as well, because cat colors are usually mystifying to people in general, even those that own them. So, you know, leaving them with some information to help hopefully get your pet reunited with you or your pet sitter in a timely fashion.
Yep. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Right.
Like so many other things. Anything else going on at your place?
We want to remind everybody we're down to less than a month for you to send in your design contest options for our Wienerfest t-shirts this year. You have until April 4th to submit your design for this year's t-shirt.
Okay, and what's the date of Wienerfest?
It is October 13th and 14th at Wolf Pen Creek.
All right, so there you go. So, and it, you know, you're still open for adoptions and stuff like that this
yep,
week, regular type hours. Right?
Exactly, and there's a lot of folks that, you know, my mom was a big, strong proponent of, hey, you know, we're going out for, you know, we're out of school for a little bit. This is the time to get a pet, even though that never actually worked in how she wanted it to. But, you know, you're going to be home if you're thinking about a new pet. We have definitely seen an increase in our puppy numbers here in literally in the last week.
Okay.
And our cats have increased some, still a little slow on the cats. We're seeing some pregnant mamas come in to go into foster. So if you're needing, if you're considering foster care, right now is a great opportunity to.
All right. If you want some more information,
go to our website, aggielandhumane.org.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Visit with folks from Aggieland Humane on Thursdays. Now we'll turn our attention to the city of Bryan. And Kayla's here this morning. How are you today?
We're doing all right. How are you, Scott?
Great. And we're talking about kind of the same thing in the city of Bryan, too, right?
Well, yes. Yes. We actually have a new guest today. Her name is Ashley Rodriguez, and she works for the Bryan Animal Center, and she does all things programs, volunteers, etc., other duties as assigned.
Hey, so. That's great. Ashley, welcome in.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. So what were you doing before you did this?
Oh, well, I'm originally from Deep South Texas.
Okay.
And I came up here to do my master's.
Okay.
So that's what I was doing. I finished up my master's, and I wanted to go ahead and get a job in the same world, the animal world that I've been in for quite some time now.
Okay.
So I've just been ready, and I'm very excited to be with City of Bryan.
So what kind of critters do you have?
I got three chihuahuas, and they're all above the age of 12 right
now.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah, so
all
I got some old-timers with me right now.
So, but basically, it's still it's an alarm system, right?
Correct, yeah, correct. They're all great alarm systems.
Yeah, got your house security going on. Well, tell us what's going on in your world.
Alrighty, so I'm from the Bryan Animal Center, and right now we got a special going on called March Madness, Tournament of the Tails.
Uh-huh.
Right now we have all of our animals on special. We have VIPs, which are $5 to adopt. Those animals include our heartworm positive animals and animals that have been there for about 30 days or so. So our animals that have been there for quite some time. And then everybody else is about $20 to adopt.
Oh, okay. So pick out any as many as you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we do have stipulations. In the city of Bryan, you're only allowed to have 4 animals.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So as long as you don't, you know, reach that cap, then, yeah, you're more than welcome to come by and take a look at what we have.
Okay. Do you have need for volunteers and such as that?
Yeah, always, always. We have a volunteer program as well as a foster program. We have volunteers come through all the time. We have maybe about 30 or 40 apps that come through a day for volunteers.
Okay.
But, yeah, we could always use volunteers and fosters. We are really starting to gear up for kitten and puppy season right now, and we've been lucky enough to go ahead and start up our Amazon wish list, so if anybody wants to take a look at that, our Facebook page has it on there, and if you're more than willing to give us all that puppy formula, kitten formula, go ahead and send it, because we are already starting to see that influx of kittens come on through.
Okay, if they want some more information, what do they do?
You can go to bryananimalcenter.com. That's where you can see all of our adoptable animals. We also have our applications on there for volunteer, adoption, and foster, and then we also are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay, well, welcome to town. We'll look forward to talking to you in the future.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You bet. What else you got for us today?
Well, we also don't want to forget about Pawpalooza. So save the date. It's not until May 5th, but that is the Bryan Animal Center's signature event. And this is our 5th anniversary. So it's also an adoption reunion. So we take a big group photo of those that come and bring the animals that they have adopted over the years from the Bryan Animal Center. And it's just kind of become a ritual. You just have to be there, right? You've got to get it's kind of like your annual family photo, right?
Sure,
just with your pet and your friends that have also adopted animals from the Bryan Animal Center as well. So again, that'll be at Morris Buzz Hamilton Memorial Dog Park on May 5th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Okay. So we'll also be giving out free microchips and free rabies vaccinations. So watch for more details on that. And then, of course, we have the vendors out there to help bring awareness to pet health.
Sure.
And or if you're interested in participating in other things like Pets with a Purpose and those types of organizations, then you can get more information about that.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, just bring your pets for fun because it's at a dog park, right?
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely. So before that, though, on March 24th, we have the Blue Bunny Picnic Breakfast and Egg Hunt at the Travis B. Bryan Municipal Park. We'll have bounce houses and then 3 different age groups for the actual egg hunt itself. And so that'll be from 9 to 11. And, of course, that's free. So just bring a blanket so you can have your picnic breakfast. We'll provide the food and drinks for you and your kiddos to enjoy. And then also save the date for our annual family campout. That's on April 13th and 14th at Austin's Colony Park. And that's the annual event where we watch a movie under the stars. So this year we'll be watching Disney Pixar's Inside Out.
Okay.
So, yeah, it'll be from 5 p.m. on Friday the 13th until 9 a.m. on the 14th. And registration is now open at bryantx.gov on the Parks and Recreation page.
Mm-hmm.
We do need you to register so that we can have our camp layout and know where to put you.
Yeah.
So, because it is an actual outdoor camping experience, and it's a great way to introduce your children to the camping world if this is their first time, if they're little, because it's, you know, it's a safe area, and you're in a park, and there's other people, so it's a good opportunity.
Good first time. Yeah.
It's a good first time, yes. And, of course, we have a number of other things going on that we keep posted under our events calendar at bryantx.gov and then on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay. Thanks a bunch.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
Yep. Visit with the folks in the city of Bryan on Thursdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The community interview contains a political ad paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk, who thanks you for your support and reminds you to vote in the runoff election on May 22nd. There's no doubt about it. Margaret Meese is the only experienced candidate in the race for Brazos County District Clerk. Meese has supervised and managed employees and workflow. She is the only candidate in the race who has budget preparation, management, and accounting with Brazos County. And Meese has 28 years of experience in working with district clerk's offices across the state of Texas. So you see, experience does matter. Go to votemeese.com for additional qualifications.
I would appreciate your vote for me, Margaret Meese.
Ad paid for by Margaret Margaret Meese.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com today.
There you go. It's 848. Hello? Yeah, okay. One more person asking.
They didn't want to talk to you?
No, they want to talk about the stores. One more.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You shouldn't have said anything,
today,
Scott.
Today is name tag day. If you don't have a name tag,
get one, Zach.
Yeah, I need to work on that.
Here today.
No.
Yeah, but he got mad at me when I didn't have a name tag.
Is that right?
Ooh.
Yeah, he said I needed to have one to look professional.
That's right. All right, so here we go. It's dad sneakers are now the mom jeans.
Oh.
Yeah. Those white sneaks.
Teen Vogue says the major fall fashion runways have some of the top trends from Burberry to No 24. Is that number 20? No 21 or number 21?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and MSGM. Like mom's jeans, dad's sneakers, heavy on practicality and low on actual style.
Yep.
But the thing is, alongside the comfort and sturdiness that they provide, dad's sneakers also have plenty of retro fashion appeal with neons and rainbows, with high-tech closures and also high-tech closures.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Like Velcro straps?
That could be that. Or classic laces. Ooh. If you want to do that thing, so you got that going on.
Nifty.
There you are. Well, you know what Jim Gaffigan says about the Waffle House.
Tell you, I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House. Wow, they're not even trying in there. Now, if you've never been to a Waffle House, just imagine a gas station bathroom that sells waffles. I love Waffle House. I've seen a gun 5 times in my life. 3 of them have been in Waffle House.
Smothered, covered, and shot up is what you might remember about your breakfast at the Waffle House in Norfolk, Virginia. The police were called there after reports of shots fired. When they got there, they found a man with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Several other bullet holes seen in the windows of the restaurant as well.
I'm sorry, but any gunshot wound is life-threatening.
Yeah, you're right.
In my world. Police. Like, if I'm shot, it's life-threatening.
Yeah, let's do something about it.
Let's not get dramatic, Chelsea.
unless it's a through and through, yeah. Police are continuing their investigation looking for a suspect or suspects who shot the customer. And he is expected to recover.
Well, good. So we don't know who. Was it a drive-by?
Well, I guess.
That's what it sounds like.
Maybe so in Norfolk, Virginia. Okay, just in time for spring break in Florida, and the beer is flowing, literally. Semi carrying Busch beer spilled its cargo on I-10.
Oh, that's terrible.
On Wednesday, yeah. Police say 60,000 pounds of beer.
Jeez.
What does that mean? Pounds of beer?
Pounds.
Ended up on the freeway. The driver charged with careless driving after officers say that he drifted onto the shoulder, causing the accident. 44-year-old driver treated for non-life-threatening injuries.
Well, if it was Bush, it probably tastes better now after it hit the pavement.
Ooh.
Nasty.
Hey, my aunt went and checked out her local neighborhood bar that sells Schmaltz beer.
Oh,
we were talking about it the other day on the show.
Right.
They did not have the pastrami flavored beer on tap. It's only at their brewery.
Oh.
But she did try Schmaltz and said it was good, okay. Which I knew.
Schmaltz.
Did she tell them that she was doing correspondent work for a radio station
probably,
in Texas?
Probably.
Yeah. So I might need to try a free one just to make sure it's exactly what you think.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all know Chelsea on the Infomaniacs?
Yeah, exactly. So Chip and Joanna again. Say their fifth baby is going to be a boy.
Yep, and they're asking for name suggestions.
Are they?
Yeah, just as long as it starts with a D.
Oh,
is that the thing?
That's the boys. The girls are E's, and then the boys have D names.
That's
I was
weird.
Going to name him Hammer.
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 Hammer Gaines.
Nail.
Yeah. All right, so what?
Hammer Gaines.
D, is that right?
Huh?
A D for boys?
D, like the letter D.
Oh, how about Drill Boy?
Ooh, like Drill Boy Games.
Drill Boy Games.
Drill Bit? That, how about Drill Bit?
Drill Bit Games.
Because he's like the little one. He's the youngest.
There you go, yeah.
Come experience the genius of Leonardo da Vinci through over 30 machines based on his visionary designs. Each machine has been faithfully constructed from Leonardo's notebooks by a modern team of scientists and craftsmen. Come see flying machines, the machine gun, the parachute, the armored car, the robot, and much more. This exhibit will be on display at the Busch Library and Museum starting February 28th. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
When we started Intercon in early 1991, we were well aware that we would be competing with some companies that use unscrupulous techniques to make a quick sale, such as bait and switch, or 40% off if you commit today, or misleading, incomplete quotes. Intercon's practice is to be completely honest and encourage prospective customers to talk to our former customers. We've encouraged customers to get multiple quotes. We are confident and proud of our value proposition for windows, glass, and solar screens. We never want anyone to rush into a decision they will regret in the future. Just remember, warranties are only as good as the people who provide them and are servicing the area when situations arise. This is our home and only marketplace, and we will protect our home turf. You've probably heard the saying, the buck stops here, and that is with me, Brad Beard, president and co-owner of Intercon LLC.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Coming up on 5 Till, News Talk 1620, WTAW caller.
Yeah,
ooh, there's
like
a good
that.
One. Yeah. Demolition Gains.
That'd be
no,
okay.
I really did see on like E! News that they were taking suggestions. Okay. So if you have any good ones, just send them in.
That could work. Okay, well, the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. is establishing a hip-hop culture council.
Oh, there you go.
Of course they would.
Okay. Yeah.
The goal is to spread the word about the art form and get the public involved in special events. Q-Tip will be the artistic director.
Yeah, Q-Tip.
And yeah.
Founding members are Questlove, Fab Five Freddy, Grandmaster Caz, and others. So you got that.
Okay.
So I don't understand what happened with The Bachelor Final
Rose.
Oh,
my God.
No, don't get her started.
All okay, right. I don't watch The Bachelor, but this has been all over social media and the internet the last couple of days. So basically, because all of this is way pre-recorded.
Right.
So he proposes to the brunette girl, because I don't know what her name is.
The brunette.
Lauren, I think is her name. Okay. So he proposes to Lauren, and then they kind of hang out for a couple of weeks. This is all still while the show is like in the middle of its season. So they're hanging out. Well, then he decides that she actually is not the one. So he calls in a camera crew and breaks up with her on camera.
Wow.
And then at the recap, he proposes to the blonde girl who was the other finalist, so to say. But people are, and then he says that he did it on camera because he wanted Lauren to have the chance to be the next bachelorette. He felt like that would give her a better chance with the show, so that everyone could see the breakup.
Okay.
Instead of just being a man and doing it in a normal way.
Right.
And so even the host, Chris Harrington or whatever his name is calling BS on Ari for doing it on camera. I think they just think he wanted more attention and whatnot.
But, oh, okay. Well, anyway, so the ratings on Tuesday night were about the same as the season finale on Monday, getting 7.7 million viewers. Good news, except for the fact that it was far from the number one show of the evening. NCIS, of course, Jethro.
Uh-huh.
At 12.8 million.
Gotcha.
Then came Bull from CBS. The Voice at 9.9. Mm. This Is Us at 8.8.
I need to catch up. I haven't been a good watcher. I haven't been a good viewer lately.
NCIS New Orleans was at 8.3, and The Bachelor finale, though, was number one. As far as the 1849 is just not.
Yeah, because I think they had a two recap. Like, they had the finale on Monday, the recap on Tuesday, and then like another episode last night. I don't know, but people are not happy.
That's about five episodes
females.
Too many.
Yeah. Okay. So Mark Hamill is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today.
Hey.
Been a while, man, since he was in that first Star Wars thing. George Lucas, who cast Mark in the first Star Wars, said that he would be there along with Harrison Ford. A couple of old guys. Still do that. Hey, Ric Flair will be making his feature film acting debut in the upcoming R-rated film Uncle Steamroller and Champion Rabbit.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you. Okay, let me go back just a minute to NCIS because I watched it last night. I don't know what night it's on, but we watched it last night.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew Carey was a co-star. He was a special guest star.
Really?
And then I saw a promo for next week, and next week the guest co-star is Mike Wolff.
Okay.
Who is Mike from American Pickers. So I don't know what they're doing there. They're doing kind of like a cross
interesting
thing.
Yeah,
so
very
we'll see
interesting.
How that works. Let me see, five things in your bathroom you should throw away. Yeah, we got a minute and a half. We can do that.
Hey, right. I went and replaced my loofah the other day.
Did you?
I did.
Good. It was getting grody.
You heard about that on the Infomaniac.
I did.
So you did that, right?
Yep,
so
that's exactly what happened.
Anyway, we still got a week and a half until spring actually gets here, but these are five items that you should toss from your bathroom. Old cases for your contact lenses. Bacteria from your hands get into them, so it's basically impossible for them to ever be sterile again. So you should get a new case every 3 months, in case you didn't know that.
So glad I don't wear contacts.
That's right. Yeah, cosmetics that have changed color, odor, or consistency. The oil in them can go bad, and they can grow bacteria. Acne products that have been open for a while, they're only good for about 4 to 6 months.
What is a while? Oh, okay.
4 to 6. And that bottle of alcohol or a hydrogen peroxide that you bought years ago, they don't go bad, but they lose their potency.
Oh, okay.
They should have an expiration date on the bottle, and it really does mean something. Hmm. And clearly, expired medicines.
Yes.
Don't worry too much. A Harvard study says 90% of them are still safe, but, you know, after 15 years, in fact, after they expire, but they're kind of like cereal. After 21 years, you probably shouldn't use them.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. All right, we're back tomorrow. It'll be Friday, won't it?
Woo!
Cool.
Friday.
News, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.